Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, April 1st, goes to a British boxer named Billy Joe Saunders. Now, I don't know if you all realize it, but one thing that is rising during this global pandemic is domestic violence. Okay. Across the world, by the way, from Brazil to Germany, China to Greece, from Orangeburg, South Carolina to Sacramento, California, domestic violence is on the rise because women and children who live, with domestic violence abusers have no escape from their abusers during the quarantine. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I know an attorney who said to me, sadly, I'm about to make a killing because I had 6 domestic violence calls over the weekend. And I said, damn. And he said, yeah, man, when unemployment goes up, people beat their wives. You know, you are stressed and normal everyday arguments turn to violence. Sad reality, but it's true. Well, Billy Joe Saunders either doesn't know, doesn't show, or doesn't give a damn about what's going on in people's homes in regards to domestic violence, because in the most tone-deaf video I've seen in a long, long time, and that's saying a lot, being that the Trump administration is in the White House, Billy Joe Saunders decided to give a tutorial on how to properly beat your significant other. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Play the clip.
Just want to make a little video just for all you dads, husbands, if you got girlfriends, etc. Obviously, this COVID-19 is getting very serious, and we're isolated away in, you know, very tight spaces. So, right, if your old woman's giving you a little bit of mouth, you try to be calm, cool, but out of the 7th day, you're just about to explode. All of a sudden, she's coming at you now, spitting a bit of venom in your face, ready to say something. You may have left the dishes out. So, as she comes in, she's just about to say something. All of a sudden, you explode. Bam! On the chin. Yeah, so you've hit her on the chin. At this time, she may flash and see white, thinking, what's just happened? Has he done it? I can't believe this. Whoa, what's happened? She's in a state of horror. And all of a sudden, you just dip down on that knee, whip, spring up. So you finish her off. Bam. That should do the trick.
Now, you know how I keep talking about during this quarantine, you get to see the real you. Brothers don't have barbers and they're Beijing blackout powder, so the hair is growing out, and we get to see our hairlines, social distancing from our foreheads. You see, you know, all the grays on people's temple, you know, Diddy out here looking like Puff Granddaddy, and that's fine. It's actually great. That's who we are. Okay. Age is a blessing. Embrace it. But I'm not just talking about physical. I'm talking about what's really inside of you. I'm talking about character. See, people's real characters come out when they are facing adversity. Okay. This quarantine, this global pandemic is a bit of adversity. William Arthur Ward once said, adversity causes some men to break, but it causes others to break records. Which are you? Albert Einstein says, adversity introduces a man to himself. Howard Schultz says, in times of adversity and change, we really discover who we are and what we're made of. Billy Joe Saunders is showing you who he is. He's an F-boy. He couldn't even do this on Today and say April Fools. Some things you shouldn't play about. And a man beating on a woman is one of those things, especially at a time when domestic violence is going up because of this quarantine. I just read an article on ABC News where police are fearing that domestic violence cases will be on the rise. And Steve Cass Stevens, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, said he fully believes that the longer these stay-at-home orders are in place, the more of these domestic violence calls they are going to get. Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says this is a perfect storm of domestic violence hazards. The shelter-in-place forces couples to remain home, and the abuser will then have more power to control and abuse the victim, stating they cannot leave for fear of catching the virus. It also may make it more difficult for the abused to report domestic violence since they are constantly with the abusers. They can't even escape and run off to go call the police. Man. And if they can't escape, the shelters will have issues because they're typically set up in dormitory settings. And that's obviously a problem with spreading the virus because you got to have social distance. Do you understand why what Billy Joe Saunders did is such a problem? He's encouraging domestic violence, actually teaching people how to beat their significant others during a time like this. Never a good time to do that, but definitely not at a time like this. Now, ladies, global pandemic or not, coronavirus or not, I will never encourage you to stay with an abuser. You always have a choice because coronavirus can kill you, but so can an abusive, an insignificant other. And I said insignificant other for a reason because he's not significant. Okay, so yes, to me, social distancing, it starts there. If he's living with you, find a way to get that fool up out of your house. Call the police to come take him. If you live with him, I know it seems difficult to pack up and leave at a time like this, but run! And to all the men putting their hands on women, you're not a man. Your job right now is to protect and provide for your family. And even if you can't provide financially right now, provide emotional support, mental support. Because the truth is, you and your lady are in this together. Don't take your hurt, frustration, and anger out on her because you got laid off. Hell, I'm sure she probably laid off too. And if she didn't, thank God that you have a queen to hold it down financially during a time like this. In the meantime, I saw the young GOAT, greatest woman boxer of all time, the undisputed women's middleweight world champion who has unified the WBA, WBC, IBF, and WBO middleweight titles. I'm talking about Clarissa Shields. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Clarissa Shields. I saw Clarissa post a counter to Billy Joe Saunders' video showing victims of domestic violence how to protect themselves against abusers. Let's hear what Clarissa had to say.
Yeah, I saw some video going earlier about what you do to your wife or your girlfriend when she's getting on your nerves. But I have a defense mechanism. You see this bag here, right? We may not be as strong as the men, but we are smarter. When a guy goes here, all I want you ladies to do, you duck. And when you duck, you hit him right there. You see that cat? That's not the stomach, ladies. That is the See, some of us like to hit on the penis. No. Aim through the penis. And that should make him hit the ground. And then you can get away from him. Tutorial for all the women in abusive relationships.
Dropping the Clues Bombs for Clarissa Shields. Giving out helpful tips on how to survive during this quarantine. That is great counter programming. Democrats can learn a thing or two from her in regards to how to properly counter program lame ass propaganda and rhetoric like the one that Billy Joe put out. Please let Remy Ma give British boxer Billy Joe Saunders the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Now, how does this affect his career moving forward?
I actually read that his license was suspended for the time being until a hearing can happen, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, his license has been suspended pending a hearing by the British Boxing Board of control. Yes, and I think he has since apologized, but nobody want to hear that right now.
All right.
Yeah, I saw his official statement, like, come on. Why would you even think that's okay?
Yeah, nothing was okay. Nothing was funny about that, but thank you for that.
It's unacceptable.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.